I'm not going to try to write 10 to the 157th power. That would take a lot of zeros. Well, good morning. Maybe we'll just pray first. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this morning, the opportunity to share. I just pray, Lord, that you would use this time for blessing and encouragement. I pray, Lord, that you'd edify the church this morning. Lord, I pray for grace and, Lord, that your word would encourage our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as I was studying for what to share, I had different topics I thought would be good maybe to share. And yet the more I thought about this one, the more it grew on me. And so this morning I'd like to just talk about the prophecies in the scriptures that Jesus fulfilled. There's a lot of them. Some people put a low 100 prophecies that he fulfilled. And others would say closer to 500. I just looked and put together a list of 75. I don't even know if we'll get through them all this morning. It's interesting. I don't know how many of you have talked to Muslims that have tried to use scriptures to show that Muhammad was prophesying. And I would say it's a very feeble attempt. And there's just no, I don't see any evidence for Muhammad being prophesied in Scripture. These prophecies always point to the Lord, and he very soundly fulfilled them. And so I'd like to read a little bit of a study. I tried to find some more research on it, and short of buying the book, I don't think I can quite get all the information. But there was a professor by the name of Peter Stoner who did a study on statistics back somewhere in the 50s, 60s. I tried to figure out exactly when, but sometime in that time period. And he looked at just 8 prophecies of the scripture and wanted to see what it would take for those to be fulfilled in one person. I wish I could find which prophecies specifically he looked at. All I know for sure is one that where Christ would be born in Bethlehem. I tried to find the other 7 and could not find that. Anyway, so he took 12 different classes, a total of about 600 students, and gave them a probability, and they did some mathematics, and he them to be very conservative. Don't be liberal. Like, if anything, take the short number. And he also sends it in to a mathematical institution to make sure that they were doing their math correctly and everything checked out good. Anyway, so after looking at those 8 different prophecies, they conservatively estimated that the chance of one man fulfilling all 8 prophecies was 1 in 10 to the 17th power. So that's that top number. He then, I don't even know. Like, I can get up to trillions, beyond trillions. I'm not even sure where it goes, but that's a lot. And so then he took 45 prophecies, and he figured that to fulfill 45 prophecies would be in 10 to 157th power, which is 10 with 157 zeros behind it. To put that in a little better perspective to help us understand what that means, if you were to take just take that number and turn that into silver dollars and lay them all on the face of Texas, you'll cover the state of Texas 2 feet deep in silver dollars. And then you just take one of those silver dollars and mark it and either send a blind man out there or somebody who's blindfolded, and he has to find that one silver dollar. That's his chance of fulfilling 45 prophecies. And so, without further ado, I'm just going to read these. I have the prophecy in the Old Testament, and then in the New Testament. One more piece of information. Skeptics are always skeptical of these types of things. And so some people have said, well, Isaiah probably, like, you know, is written at least by 2 different Isaiahs, maybe even 3. And so, you know, the last Isaiah would have been able to talk about Christ. And that was refuted when we had the Dead Sea Scroll found, the complete book of Isaiah before Christ was born, and also compiled as one book, not in 2 or 3. And so a lot of these prophecies, you know, are at least 400 years old. Others are 5, 6, 7 thousand years before Christ. And so we can be assured that these weren't tampered with later just based on how many manuscripts we find later. So let's begin. Genesis 3:15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." The very first prophecy in the scriptures. Matthew 1:18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. in Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. 1 John 3:8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Genesis 12:3, and I will bless them that bless thee, that is to Abraham, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Galatians 3:8, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. Acts 3:25, ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. That is through Jesus. Genesis 17:19, God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant with his seed after him. Romans 9:7, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Genesis 22:8, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Genesis 49:10, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Luke 3:34, this is the genealogy of Jesus, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Therah, which was the son of Nahor. Exodus 3:13-14. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. John 4:26, Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. In John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Exodus 12:5, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, he shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. 1 Peter 1:19, but with the precious blood of Christ, we have been redeemed, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Exodus 12:21-27. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, draw out, and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover, and ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord shall pass over the door, and he will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service, that ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians, and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. 1 Corinthians 5:7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Exodus 12:46. In one house shall it be eaten, thou shalt not carry forth of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. John 19:31-36. The Jews therefore, because it was a preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and this record is true, and he knoweth that what he saith, true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. Exodus 17:6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come out water of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. 1 Corinthians 10:4, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Leviticus 1:2-9. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, so this is talking about offering a sweet smelling savor to the Lord. I'll just skip that for now. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet smelling savor. Leviticus 17:11, "For the life of the blood of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Matthew 26:28, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Numbers 21:9, "And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived." John 3:14-15. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Deuteronomy 18:15, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken." John 5:45-47, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?" John 6:14, "Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world." Deuteronomy 18:18, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." John 8:28, "Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." Deuteronomy 18:19, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Acts 2:22-23, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Deuteronomy 21:23, "His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thy land be not defiled, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance." Galatians 3:13, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." 1 Samuel 2:35, "And I'll raise up me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I'll build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever." Hebrews 7:24-25, "But this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that came unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for him." 2 Samuel 7:12, "And when the days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom." Matthew 1:1, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, son of Abraham." 2 Samuel 7:16, "In thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee, thy throne shall be established forever." Revelation 22:16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." Psalm 2:8-9, "Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel." Revelation 2:27, "And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father." Revelation 19:15, "And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Psalm 2:12, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but for a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him." John 20:31, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Psalm 8:2, "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger." Matthew 21:15-16. "When the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these sayest? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?" Psalm 8:5-6, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, thou hast put all things under his feet." Hebrews 2:5-9. "For unto the angels hath he not Hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak? But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Psalm 16:10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Acts 2:31. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. John 29. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Psalm 22:1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Psalm 22:7-8. All they that did see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Matthew 27:39-44. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Psalm 22:15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. John 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Psalm 22:16. For dogs have compassed me. This assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Matthew 15:25. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. John 20:27. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. Psalm 22:17. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. Luke 23:35. And the people stood beholding him. And the rulers also with him derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. Psalm 22:18. They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture. John 19:23-24. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier apart, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, They parted my raiments among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. John 20:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Psalm 33. O Lord, thou hast brought my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Acts 2:32. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Psalm 31:11. I was reproached among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. Mark 14:50. And they all forsook him and fled. Psalm 31:13. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. John 11:53. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Psalm 34:20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Let's see, I've already read this one. So this is, there's sometimes that there's multiple scriptures that will say the same thing, fulfilled in one. Like earlier, it was a different psalm. It was in the books of Moses where it talked about not breaking the bones. So here's a second prophecy in the Old Testament of the same that he fulfilled. We already read that, so I'll skip here. Psalm 35:11. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Matthew 26:59. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death. Psalm 35:19. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. John 15:24-25. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. For now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Psalm 38:11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Luke 23:49. And all his acquaintances and the woman that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. Psalm 38:12. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. Mark 14:1. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. Matthew 22:15. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. Psalm 38:12-13. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my heart speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. You'll read that again later in Isaiah. Matthew 27:12-14. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Psalm 38:20. They all surrender evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that is good. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Psalm 41:9. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. John 13:18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Psalm 45:2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Luke 4:22. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and said, Is not this Joseph's son? Psalm 45:7. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews 1:9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows, speaking of Jesus. Psalm 68:18. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive, thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Ephesians 4:7-8. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, wherefore he saith, When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. I didn't put that in here, but the very ascension here is also a prophecy fulfilled. Psalm 69:8. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. John 1:11. He came unto his own received him not. John 7:5. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Psalm 69:9. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. John 2:17. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. This was after Jesus cleaned the temple. Psalm 69:21. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Matthew 27:34. They gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. Psalm 110:4. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6:20. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 129:3. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. Matthew 27:26. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Isaiah 2:3. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. John 4:25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Isaiah 6:9-10. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Matthew 13:13-15. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, in hearing they hear not, neither do they understand, and in them is fulfilled this prophecy. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Luke 1:34. I got a weird reference here. I think it's Luke 1:14 and 15. Then said Moses unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Isaiah 9:1-2. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death shall be upon them shall the light hath the light shined. Matthew 14:12-16. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt at Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be filled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light had sprung up. Isaiah 9:7. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Luke 1:32-33. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Isaiah 25:8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from their faces. And the rebuke of his people shall I take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. Isaiah 35:5-6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap up as in heart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. Matthew 11:3-5. And said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Isaiah 43:4. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. John 1:23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Esaias. Isaiah 48:12. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, I also am the last. Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Isaiah 48:16. Come ye near unto me, hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. John 18:20. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, where the Jews always resort, in secret have I said nothing. Isaiah 55. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Matthew 26:39. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Isaiah 56. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Matthew 26:67. Then they did spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. Matthew 27:26. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Matthew 27:30. And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. Isaiah 53:1. Who hath believed our report, and to that whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? John 27:37-38. And when he had done so many miracles before him, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled. Isaiah 53:2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Philippians 2:6-7. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a serpent, and was in the likeness of men. Isaiah 53:3. He is despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. John 1:11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And we already read those verses that fulfilled that. Isaiah 53:9. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Matthew 27:57-60. Tells us that a rich man took him and buried him in his own grave. Luke 23:39-41 talk about his death with the wicked, and that there was no fault found in him. Isaiah 61:3, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness thy people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Acts 26:23. That Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Isaiah 61:1 is a scripture that Jesus read in the tabernacle. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. Micah 5:2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, as to be ruler in Israel. These goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Matthew 2:1-6 is the fulfillment in the New Testament. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Matthew 21:6-11. It's a prophecy fulfilled of Jesus entering Jerusalem on a colt. Zechariah 11:12-13. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was priced at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. This was fulfilled exactly in Matthew 27:3-7. Zechariah 13:7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I'll turn mine hand upon the little ones. Mark 14:27. And Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Malachi 3:1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom ye shall seek, shall come suddenly to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. This was fulfilled in Mark 1:1-4, and also Mark 11:15, when Jesus came suddenly into the temple. There's a lot more. But it was encouraging to me to read these and just realize how many things were there. Like, I knew, well, I probably could have only maybe turned to like Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, a few other real common passages. But to just realize how many scriptures Jesus fulfilled was a real encouragement to me. And I know it's a lot of reading, but I hope that was encouragement to you. And the Lord bless you.